Well, greetings everyone and welcome to the Law Hour and Editorial Review. The Law Hour is sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. I'm your narrator, George Gordon. The Law Hour and Editorial Review is heard nationally and internationally 7 days a week here in the United States and in more than 120 countries worldwide over the Internet. For more information about the Law Hour and Editorial Review, please visit our webpage at georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. Now, the Law Hour and Editorial Review brings you important information about law, science, education, business, politics, religion, health, history, economics, news, and current events. So stay tuned for tonight's special report on when there's no doctors right after this. Hey, when you make $50,000 a year, you're paying $7,650 of that to Social Security tax. Then, in addition to that, you pay a 17% income tax on that same $50,000. Now, that's another $8,500. Now, you just paid an extra $1,300 by paying your tax on a tax. And that makes the real effective Social Security tax rate 17.8%. It's not the 15.3% that's being advertised. Now, isn't that just real special? Now, if you'd like more information about tax and status, call us here at the law school. The number is 417-273-4967. Again, that's area code 417-273-4967. Help take a bite out of crime. Call and ask for our free general law CD package. It's a four-hour commentary on the law school. It's entertaining, it's educational, it's informative, and best of all, it's free. Our tax and status school is available on compact disc for adult home instruction. If you're online, you can go to our website, georgegordon.org. Again, georgegordon.org. Click onto our archives page, and you can download that free general law CD package right there, georgegordon.org. Hey, we're talking about health this week when there's no doctors, and I pointed that out a couple of times and put it out one more time. There's coming a time now, get ready for this, when you're not going to have the money to go to the doctor for all of these little nitpicking complaints that you have. And you're going to have some better, more logical way that you can treat and take care of your own health needs. You know, for you and your wife and your children and so on. And maybe for mom and dad and as it goes. Now, as long as you've got money, you've got the doctor. But when you don't have money and the doctor isn't available, now what are you going to do? Well, in most cases, people just do without. They talk about people in the third world, you know. There's only one doctor for every 1,000 people or a million people or something like that. And they're not available. And they have to do without health care. Now, healthcare is just kind of real neat. You know, you have a problem, you just go into the ER and they take care of it for you. And they take care of it at taxpayer expense. You know, if you're from, say you're an illegal alien, hell, they'll just do it for you free. Isn't that special? And then the rest of us get to pay for that. Now, there's coming a time here when that isn't going to work. It works as long as there's plenty of money and the good times are rolling, but there comes a point in time when the good times come to an end and the money ain't rolling, and so then we got to face reality. And I'm pointing out to you that there's coming a time here when reality is going to slap us all up alongside the head, and it's coming pretty shortly here. The new QE2 program that they've just unleashed, that QE2, they're talking about quantifying or inflating the currency by $600 billion. That's a phony number. It's $2.5 trillion this year and $2.5 trillion next year. By the time you stick another $5 trillion into the economy, we're going to have hyperinflation, just like the Weimar Republic. That's going to drive all the goods and services off the shelves. This is the worst possible solution to our problem. But this is the problem that we all face. And it's the solution that our elected leaders have elected. And so that's the way it's going to be. So I thought, well, what about this thing of the doctor and health care? Well, you're going to lose your job, and if you've got a job, your costs are going to be so prohibitive. You're going to be scrambling to put meat, milk, butter, and eggs on the table, and there's not going to be any money left over to pay for doctors. And so there's a solution to the problem. There's herbal remedies out there. Now, herbs take the form of things like garlic and cloves and frankincense and myrrh. And these are things that come out of the Bible. There are 32 of these essential oils mentioned in the Scripture. Now, I happen to have a Young's Herbal, no, it isn't herbal, it's a Young's Essential Oil Kit. And if I remember right, there's more than 100 essential oils in that kit. So the 32 mentioned in the Bible is just the tip of the iceberg. But I want to tell you a couple of stories here about these essential oils. The herbs like garlic, they not you know, if you squeeze them, they have this juice comes out. We call that garlic juice or lemon juice or so. But all of these herbs also have oil. And how they get that out of there is beyond me. I don't know. But there is an orange oil, lemon extract oil, clove oil. All of these herbs have oils in them, and these oils have special properties that also heal diseases. So before modern medicine, there was disease, and there was healing of that disease. Now, modern medicine comes along and says, well, wait a minute, we're not going to use garlic if we can use penicillin. So the trick here is that we got to get the patent on penicillin, which they did, and we got to get the monopoly, and then we got to keep this trade secret secret so that nobody else knows about natural antibiotics. Now, garlic is one of many natural antibiotics, and so I've mentioned to you there's 144 of these herbs, and there's more than 100 of these herb essential oils. And I really don't know a whole lot about these oils, and I don't know a whole lot about herbs. And I'm a plumber by trade, but it dawned on me one day, I said, you know, I don't need to be an expert on herbs. I don't need to be an expert on essential oils, but I need to know a little something about it so that in the event that events get beyond my control and I need a solution to a problem, that I can do it for myself, that I don't end up out here not having any solution to the problem. So when you have an appendicitis, you need a solution. The ordinary solution is cut it out. And hell, it works. I told you about my granny. She had her appendix cut out at age 67, died at age 88. For 21 years, she lived without an appendix. It works. I don't deny it. Now, she had an impaired immune system for that 21 years. Didn't work near as well as it would have if she'd have had her appendix. So I showed you, here's what the appendix is for, and here's what causes appendicitis. Now, it's going to be a cold day in hell before any of you people out there change your lifestyle or your living habits. I mean, you're not going to give up Krispy Kreme donuts to prevent an appendicitis. That just isn't going to happen. So, you know, human beings are human beings. When you get this appendicitis, that's when you're going to take action. When you're doubled up in excruciating pain, that's when you're going to take action. It ain't going to happen, you know, in the Krispy Kreme donut shop when you're sitting there saying, well, should I buy 6 donuts or a whole dozen? You're not going to opt for 6. You're going to opt for the whole dozen. Just like I do. So that being the case, then, let's face reality. The solution, then, when you're doubled up in pain, what you need is an enema. Remember, we talked about that. And you're constipated, so we got to clean you out. So when the appendicitis attack occurs, which it will, then before this appendicitis gets to the point where it breaks and kills you, we need to solve the problem. We can do that. We can do that. We can do it without a doctor. And that's the point this week. We can do all of this without a doctor. And the source of the information comes from the International Forecaster in their health section, which occurs once a week, sometimes twice, but at least once a week, 52 times a year. And it's been going on now for years. And you can get a subscription to the International Forecaster. And I would imagine you can probably get back issues. Now, you'll have to call and ask. I don't know. I didn't ask Bob about that, but I think you can call, send them an email, say, hey, can I get some of these back issues of Wendy Wilson's herbal remedies and health solutions? And probably you can, and they might have it on their website. Hell, you might be able to just download it. I don't know. Call them and ask. But they got a story in here about hair loss. Hair loss. Did you know that hair loss is caused by a nutritional deficiency? Now, the men have been going bald, you know, for years and years, and I notice now that there's more and more women going bald, and as we get more and more chemotherapy, we have more and more baldness. And so if you want to eliminate baldness or retard baldness, or now once the baldness has occurred, I'm not sure you can grow new hair, but you can prevent hair loss. And so in some cases, you know, by the time you've lost your hair and you say, well, I think now I need to take action, it's probably too late. Probably too late. I got that problem. I think I can probably prevent much more hair loss, but I don't think I'm going to solve the hair loss that's already taken place. So in the International Forecaster, jot this down so that you got a name and number here. Costs $160 a year. $160 a year. And it's the International Forecaster. And they've got an address here. It's shucks, it's not on this one, is it? Well, let me start off with the email address. It's theinternationalforecaster.com. And that's spelled out totally. That's theinternationalforecaster.com. All right. Now, here's another copy of it over here. Their post office box is 510-518, Punta Gorda, Florida. And the zip code is 33951. And he says you got to add in this hyphen 0518 or they won't get it. So you got to have a zip code and you got to have 0518 on the zip code or he don't get your mail. How's that? 510. This is post office box 510-518. 510-518. Punta Gorda, Florida. The zip code is 33951 hyphen or dash 0518. Now, you can also subscribe here or renew your subscription by sending an email to bob@intforecaster.com. Or subscription and renewal to info@intforecaster. Now, for the $160 a year, I got to tell you what a value this is. Comes out twice a week. I buy it not for the health information. That's just a sidelight. I want the section on U.S. markets. I want the international section on Australia and New Zealand, Japan and China. I want to know what the hell is going on in the world. So it's a newsletter. And it contains news and information that I can't get from the news sources. They don't tell me. See, those are trade secrets. And you cannot get trade secrets off of the mainstream press. So that's why I subscribe to the Forecaster. But there's a section in here that deals with health, and, you know, surprisingly enough. And in this health section over here, I'm going to cover this for you here on this thing of hair loss. what causes hair loss. Now, you're not going to die because your hair falls out. But, you know, it's going to impact upon you. You're going to sit there and say, well, I don't look as good as I did when I had hair. And if you're female and you lose your hair, then you're really going to feel bad because, you know, women typically, you know, a woman's hair, her glory is her hair, and so she'd, you know, just soon keep as much of it as possible. Now, if you want to prevent hair loss, then listen to this. I've been asked to write about hair loss and why we consider hair as a sign of success. Well, there are approximately 5 million Americans suffering from alopecia. That's thinning and balding patches of hair. This is just one variation of hair loss, and there are many degrees of hair loss. At least 35 million men and 21 million women in America have some obvious hair loss. Permanent hair loss affects 40% of men the age of 35 and older. With women, permanent hair loss affects 60% of women over the age of 60. So why talk about hair loss? Well, although it isn't life-threatening, it is a valid concern for most men and for an increasing number of women. There is a stigma associated with thinning hair and baldness. The emotional damage that is caused by social stigmas can be more traumatic than a physical injury. And why is that? In society, hair loss or alopecia is seen as a sign of weakness or aging. Women with hair loss suffer a greater humiliation than men do. It's more acceptable for men to go bald, whereas women tend to be emotionally ostracized. You can Google sexy bald men or the internet and get 529,000 results, whereas sexy bald women is a more controversial topic. A bald woman is assumed to be a radical feminist or a lesbian. Did you question Bruce Willis or Telly Savalas' sexuality just because they were bald? Well, now, it's, Yul Brynner and Telly Savalas were both as bald as billiard cues, or billiard balls, and they didn't look too bad. A bald-headed man, shaved bald. They're becoming more and more common. You know, you see one, and okay, so we can accept that. 25, 30, 40, 50 years ago, when we saw Yul Brynner bald, that was pretty striking. You know, today it isn't nearly as striking. Now, this thing of hair loss is caused by vitamin and mineral deficiency. And in fact, we're going to find out as we progress along through the series here that there's a number of very serious diseases. You know, for instance, an aneurysm. Aneurysm. That's where you get a weak spot on an artery or a vein, and it bulges out. That's a copper deficiency. Copper deficiency. And what we'll find here is that every single one of these trade secrets is a deficiency or a toxic condition that nobody's going to tell you about, because we've got an alternative to that. We want to cure that. And the same thing is true here with baldness. We want you to go bald. Why? So we can sell you all of these hair restorer formulas. You see, there's no money if there isn't a problem. A lawyer makes his money off of trouble. If there's no trouble, there's no money. A doctor makes his living off of sickness and disease. He doesn't get paid anything for health. A doctor starves to death where there's good health. The doctor gets rich where there's sickness and disease. The lawyer gets rich where there's strife and turmoil. You know, if you've got harmonious relations between the union and management, there's no money for a lawyer there. Now, that doesn't mean lawyers are necessarily running around stirring up a lot of hate and discontent, or the doctors are out here stirring up disease. But the doctor is not giving out his trade secret to solve that disease problem. And the lawyer is not out here trying to promote peace and tranquility. If nothing else, he'll just stand on the sidelines and let nature take its course. Now, looking at the history of baldness here, we all agree both men and women look more attractive with hair. However, hair loss is not a 20th century phenomenon. There are hundreds of ancient hair loss remedies because the ancients thought that baldness was an indication of a man's loss of virility. Hippocrates had a personal interest in finding a cure for baldness and developed a number of herbal treatments applied to the scalp. As we know, Hippocrates lost his hair, and the remaining hair on the back and sides of his head are known as the Hippocratic wreath. Have you ever wondered why the Roman Emperor Julius Caesar wore a laurel wreath on his head? Caesar had thinning hair, and he developed a variety of methods to disguise it. Sometimes men wear hats. So he grew his hair long in the back and combed it forward. However, I doubt that he invented the comb-over. French King Louis XIV wore 20-pound wigs. Going further back in time, the ancient Egyptians used herbs and magic spells. In 1500 BC, Egyptian patients would ingest a mixture of onions, honey, and metals, a form of alchemy, while a spell to the sun god was recited. In 1100 BC, Egyptian hair loss treatments evolved to rubbing animal fats of lions, hippopotamus, and crocodiles, geese, and various serpents onto the scalp. Now, I wonder if the patient had to collect the animal fat all by himself. Confucius would say if he survived that, he could survive hair loss. Now, the king of Lower Egypt had a recipe for growing hair, which included the toes of a dog, the refuse of dates, and the hoof of an ass. Needless to say, these remedies failed, and they show us that baldness in the ancient world was just as shameful as it is today. So this isn't something new. It's been going on for thousands of years. And I mentioned that to you earlier. We've had remedies going around for thousands of years, and some of these remedies are nutty. And I don't deny that. You know, the idea that you can take a crocodile fat and rub it on your hair, rub it on your scalp, and that it's going to grow hair, that was a trade secret used thousands of years ago. Hell, they're doing the same thing today. See, everybody that has hair loss wants a remedy. So they go into the drugstore and they buy a remedy. Take it home, they put it on. It doesn't work any more than crocodile fat works. But, hell, I'm bald, so why not give it a try? And so, you know, you try something, it doesn't work. And then you try something else, and it doesn't work. And you try something else, and it doesn't work. And all of these things don't work. Now, there are some legitimate remedies out there that do work. Penicillin works for pneumonia. So does garlic. So there's a natural remedy for just about all of these diseases that actually does work. There are some things that we have that we don't know how to cure. Like if you've got a nerve-ending disease, that is, you've got palsy or something like that, your chances are you're not going to cure that. Hair loss is one of those. But hair loss has a cause. There's a cause and effect relationship that goes with all of these symptoms and diseases. Now, if you've got an aneurysm, for instance, you have a copper deficiency, if you'll start taking copper, your blood vessels will strengthen. The elasticity will come back. And you can cure that. Now, it just so happens that copper is also the element that you need for maintaining your hair. Now, there's one other little factor over here. Got gray hair. See, my hair is all white now. That's a copper deficiency. Copper deficiency. That's why we get gray hair. Now, in many cases, we say, well, it's because you got old. Well, that's true. You got old, but you still have a copper deficiency. That's what your problem is. Now, if you think that you can just come over here and start eating some copper nails, you know you got another guest coming. And that's because all of these herbs, all of these vitamins and minerals that we're taking, they have to be organic. You can't just go grind up a nail and eat it to get iron. Although you can grind up a nail, scatter the filings over the garden. It'll be picked up by the plants, turned into organic iron, and then you can eat the carrot and get the organic iron or the organic copper out of it. Only the plants can take the inorganic and turn it to organic. Animals can't do that. Let's take a look at the cause. Science says that alopecia, baldness, is largely genetic and is the most common form of pattern hair loss. In the halls of medical science, if you have a parent that experienced some kind of hair loss, you'll have a 100% chance of hair loss also. And it's also thought that certain male hormones are critical to the development of male pattern baldness. It is testosterone, which is converted to DHT, that causes baldness. The researchers at Duke University confirmed this finding in 1995. An interesting fact is that eunuchs do not experience baldness because of the missing testosterone. Some research is pointing to other factors that can contribute to hair loss. Vitamin and mineral nutrition have been studied, and every organ of the body is sustained by the nutrition we eat, and if nutrients are low, the body will extract them from your hair and fingernails. If this happens, we have more hair breakage and peeling fingernails. Some doctors disagree that nutrition does not play a role in baldness, but is due to hormones and genes. However, nutrition supports all systems and is the building blocks of hormones and influences our genes, or we wouldn't have gene mutation from toxins and people with eating disorders such as anorexia or bulimia wouldn't experience hair loss. Now let's take a look at some foods. We are what we eat. Fresh fruits, vegetables, omega-3 fatty acids, lean meats, whole grains, seeds, and legumes will contain the vital nutrients that the body needs. Vitamins and trace minerals that support our hormonal system are vitamin A, orange colored produce such as carrots, cantaloupe, pumpkin, and leafy vegetables like broccoli and peas. Vitamin B. The most important ones are B6 and B9. They're called folic acid. Vitamin B6 is present in many meat products, beans, potatoes, and poultry. Vitamin B9 is found in leafy green vegetables, sunflower seeds, and beans. Vitamin E is abundant in many natural oils, such as corn oil, safflower oil, soybean oil, and is also found in Brussels sprouts. Now let me pause here for a moment and point out that soybeans have been GMO'd, and so have the corn. So I wouldn't eat corn oil unless it's certified organic, or soybean oil unless it's certified organic. Safflower oil, the best of my knowledge, last time I'd heard, hadn't been GMO'd yet. Now there are four main GMO products out there. It's corn, cotton, soybean, and canola. So I avoid anything that contains canola, cottonseed oil, soybean oil, or what was the fourth one here? Corn oil. So tuck that one away in your heart. Vitamin C comes in citrus fruit, red sweet peppers, rose hips, broccoli, parsley, and the majority of berries, strawberries, currants, and blueberries. Iron is one of the main nutrients in red meat, apples, fish, grains, dry fruit, beans, and dark leafy vegetables. Silica can be found in oats, whole wheat, millet, barley, and algae. It's also in oat straw or horsetail herb and will enrich the body with silica and trace minerals. Iodine is present in Celtic sea salt, kelp, boiled eggs, black walnut herb, and strawberries. Zinc is found in beef, lima beans, wild turkey, eggs, and nuts. Now, that wild turkey, I don't think, is the bourbon whiskey. I think they're talking about real wild turkeys. I'm not sure why domestic turkeys wouldn't have it, but she puts down wild turkey here, eggs and nuts. Now, this zinc is also critical for you pregnant women out there to prevent hair lip. An old friend of mine, David, he had a hair lip. Cleft palate, they call that. And there's an organization running around the world trying to fix all the children that have cleft palate. I forgot the name of it now, but you can prevent cleft palate by zinc. Zinc prevents cleft palate. So, you pregnant women out there, you need these vitamins and minerals. It's not just for your hair. It's for a number of other more important things, you know, like cleft palate. All right, now with that, let's take a look at some foods to avoid, a word about tobacco, pregnancy, and a few other things here that deal with hair loss when we come back. But let me give you a reminder here that you're listening to the Law Hour and Editorial Review. We're sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, the Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States. We're heard around the world in more than 120 countries daily over the internet and radio. If you'd like more information about the Law School and the Law Hour, then please go to our website. That's georgegordon.org. georgegordon.org. Now, the Law School teaches family law, tax law, courtroom strategy and procedure, business law, agricultural law, civil rights, and biblical law from the scriptural perspective. That's 8 schools in all. Now, the law school is a private, non-profit, non-commercial, non-sectarian law school that is open to individuals, but by prearrangement. Now, the law school conducts a homeschooling program for adults on compact disc, and the Law Hour website is updated weekly. It has a radio log schedule and archives. All of that can be accessed through our website at georgegordon.org. Now, all of these Law Hour programs are archived on the internet by title and date. That's for your listening convenience. And the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. The law school offers a free 4-hour introductory CD package. Be sure to order one by calling and asking for it. You can call the law school and ask for it at 417-273-4967. Again, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now, if you're online, you can go to our website, georgegordon.org, and click onto the archives page, and you can download that free general law CD package right there. The sources of information that we use on this program are true, accurate, and correct to the best of our knowledge and belief, and the Law Hour and Editorial Review gives credit to those authors and publications that we use on this program. And we often endorse or recommend books, papers, periodicals, and newsletters to our listeners. These endorsements or recommendations that we give don't mean that the authors or the publications that we're endorsing are necessarily going to reciprocate. Keep in mind, most of these authors and publications cited here on the Law Hour and Editorial Review may be hostile, political, religious, economic, sectarian, racial, or ethnic partisans. And their viewpoints may not be totally endorsed by the Law Hour and Editorial Review either. And then, finally, these opinions, beliefs, comments, views, and expressions that you hear on this program are mine. They're mine alone. and they do not necessarily represent the views, beliefs, or the opinions of the advertisers, the sponsors, the management, or the staff of this radio network or of this local radio station. Now, if you'd like more information about the Law Hour and editorial review, please go to our website, that's georgegordon.org, or call us direct at 417-273-4967. All right, the upshot of our program this week is health, and you can cure, better yet, you can prevent all of these diseases. You can cure just about all of these diseases, not necessarily every single one, but you can get most of them cured, and you can do it with herbs, vitamins, amino acids, and minerals. And there's 92 of them. 92. And there's a guy by the name of Joel Wallach. J-O-E-L-W-A-L-L-A-C-H. I think you look him up on the internet, do a web search. He puts out a product that contains all 92 of those elements. You can buy it other places, you know. Not his stuff, but I mean, you can buy these vitamins and minerals and other sources and locations. I just recommend Wallach because it's handy, and he's pretty good at it. He puts out a tape called Dead Doctors Don't Lie. You'll want that. Make sure you get Dead Doctors Don't Lie. These medical doctors, you know, that are treating you now, you run into the ER, you go to your local pediatrician, you go to your doctor. Do you know what the average lifespan of a medical doctor is? 58 years old. 58. 5'8". 58. 20 years less than you and I sitting on our couches as couch potatoes. So that tells you a whole lot right there. If these doctors knew so damn much, how come they don't live longer? They don't even live as long as you and I do, and we're the guys that don't know much. Remember, that's why we go to these paid professionals. Dead Doctors Don't Lie, Joel Wallach. He's a veterinarian, by the way. And his greatest contribution to the health and welfare of the people of the world is this piece of advice. He said, you go down to the local feed store and you buy a mineral block, you know, like you feed to your cattle. And you take that mineral block home and you put it on the dining room table, and every time you walk past it, you lick it once. He said that eliminates your disease right there. That's the way we eliminate disease among life in cattle and livestock. All right, now here's some foods that you'll want to avoid. You'll want to avoid foods with excessive amounts of sugar because they disrupt hormonal balance. This would also include alcohol and carbohydrates, which convert to sugar. Processed salt, which is not sun-dried organic salt, as well as tobacco, have similar effects on the immune system, and they also cause excessive dandruff. Here's a word about tobacco. 100 years ago, smoking was very popular. Physicians used tobacco in medical treatments, such as for headaches. Social gatherings were centered around tobacco, and the smoking parlor was created. Cigars were passed out, and those who couldn't afford cigars used chewing tobacco. Now modern medical science knows that tobacco has proven negative effects on the human body, including various forms of cancer, pulmonary, and heart disease, and hair loss. Pregnancy. During pregnancy, many hormonal changes take place, including an increase in estrogen and progesterone. This may make hair thick and shiny during pregnancy. After delivery, the hormones go back to normal and can provoke hair loss. Now, this is why doctors and researchers have come to the conclusion that hair loss is caused by hormonal changes or hormonal imbalances. Did you catch that neat one about eunuchs? Eunuchs. Those are the people we castrate. They don't go bald. Want to eliminate baldness? Go get castrated. See how simple that is? Now, I didn't want to get castrated, and so I had to suffer from hair loss. It's the breaks of the game. So I just thought I'd pass that one on for your consideration. Now, according to Dr. Howard Levy of Johns Hopkins magazine, there are several reasons for hair loss. Sometimes hair loss is provoked by malfunctioning thyroid. The hair will become thinner. High testosterone levels promote facial and body hair growth, but the scalp sheds more hair. Premenopausal women with hormonal changes can develop hair loss, where some hair falls out and never grows back. This affects 13% of women in their late 40s or 50s. About 75% of women over 65 years of age have noticeable hair loss. Diabetes can contribute to hair loss with high insulin, which science thinks influences hormones and creates thinning hair. Inflammatory skin conditions such as eczema, ringworm, which is a fungus, or a bacterial infection can affect the hair follicle and the root. Low immune system can also play a role and allow hair loss, bald patches to develop. Trauma can also be a cause and is one of the main hair loss reasons for women. Tight hair bands, weaves, cornrows, chemical perms can traumatize hair, break it, and it falls out. The chemical hair treatments damage the roots, that is, the follicles of the hair, and they can produce permanent hair loss. Medications can also contribute to hair loss, such as steroids and chemotherapy. Heart medications and diuretics can increase testosterone levels and promote body hair loss. Stress is another factor. How we react to stress and emotional shock can disrupt hormonal levels and deplete the body of nutrients. Anxiety and depression have a devastating effect on the nervous system and can create hair loss. Patients experiencing this kind of hair loss have restored their hair after removing themselves from the environment that caused them the psychological stress and the trauma. So hair loss then can be restored by removing the cause of the hair loss. Tuck that one away in your heart. Now, you need a copy of this particular article so that you can see, well, what is it that I could do, or what is it that might help me restore my hair? Now, these over-the-counter remedies, you know, rub this on or use this kind of shampoo or do this or that or something else, I think are snake venom and milk, mouse milk. But now, this testosterone is pretty scientific. The more testosterone you produce, the more hair loss you have. Those eunuchs over there tell the story. It's a hormonal imbalance. You got too much of it. Well, what caused too much of it? Bad diet? Drugs? You know, chemotherapy. One of the first things that happens is you lose all your hair. It usually grows back in when you stop the chemotherapy. Okay. Now, that gives you another little clue to the riddle. Is it just chemotherapy that causes it? Well, what is chemotherapy? It's drugs. Drugs. So some drugs cause hair loss. So if you'll stop taking those drugs, your hair will grow back in. Now, Americans are wedded to drugs. We're married to drugs. We got to have drugs. And if you didn't have the drugs that you're taking now, you'd go out and invent 5 other illnesses so that you can take drugs. People in this country believe that popping pills is the way to good health. It isn't. It's killing us. We've got the sickest population in our history, but that's our belief system. That's what we want. So the bottom line is, I'd stay off of all the drugs. I don't take aspirin. What the hell for? Well, you take it for a headache. Well, if you got a headache, why did you get the headache? Well, I don't know what causes headache, but I know that aspirin relieves the pain. Well, okay. You got a headache, so you took the aspirin. The aspirin took away the pain. I think cocaine, marijuana, and heroin will take away the pain, too. I was in the hospital one time, and I had a doctor give me morphine. He said, boy, you're going to like this. Boy, he was right. I really liked it. He said, now, we create more heroin addicts here in the hospital than are ever created out there on the street. You know, people come to the hospital, they get morphine, they like it. Then they get out of the hospital, they go out and they start looking around to see if they can find some heroin. And then they do, and then it feels real good. Doctors create drug addicts. Most Americans, in fact, if you're over 65 on average, if you're an average American 65 or older, you are on six prescription medications. So if your hair's fallen out and you're taking six prescription medications, it may not be the medications that are causing it. It may be the medications that are causing an upset in your testosterone balance, and it's the testosterone imbalance that's causing the hair loss. If God had intended for you to take drugs, he would have put them right in your broccoli and Brussels sprouts. And as a matter of fact, he did. All of the nutrients that we need in life are contained in our foods. Our problem is that our foods don't contain these vital, life-giving substances because we don't practice land Sabbaths and Jubilee years, which refertilizes the soil. The fertilizer that we need in the soil is the natural process that is caused or that results from land Sabbaths and Jubilees, and by God, we're not going to do that now, are we? All right. Now, that being the case, you're going to have nutritional deficiencies, and these nutritional deficiencies are going to translate into hormonal imbalances, for which you're going to have symptoms, for which you're going to need drugs, for which you're going to have hair loss. Now, you know, there's the story. Now, with a little common sense here, if we could get off the drugs and if we could start getting enough nutrients into our body, this is where Joel Wallach comes in. He said, there isn't very much soil out there that is still that still contains its nutritional vitality. Therefore, we need supplements. I think he's probably right. Now, many doctors say, well, you're just passing all of these excess nutrients through your urine. And Wallach comes back and he says, it costs you about 50 cents a day to take these nutrients. Any excess that you have, it's true, will be expelled from your body. But wouldn't you be better off expelling the excess from your body than suffering from the symptoms that come from a shortage of the nutrients? Nutritional shortages cause symptoms. That's starvation. That's all you're dealing with here is starvation. All right, now, when we take a look at medical treatments, a majority of men, 85% and women, 75% that suffer from hair loss are using minoxidil or Rogaine to stop the shedding of hair so that they can keep the hair that they have. However, the drug only works if you keep taking it, and the hair will continue to shed if you stop the medication. Rogaine is a new name for minoxidil, which was originally a heart medication. Drug companies noticed that the test groups on the drug had stopped shedding hair, and the drug was also marketed under another name for hair loss. You'd be wise to ask what risks you'll be taking when you're on Rogaine if you have a healthy heart, not to mention what it does to your liver. Other patients are put on steroids to rejuvenate their hair follicles. Neither drug is fast-acting, and it takes a year to see results. No drug to date restores hair loss. All right, now this Rogaine will prevent hair loss, but it's a drug. Now keep in mind that all drugs have a side effect. And these side effects, in my view, are probably worse than the symptoms that you already have. And this is especially true because your liver has to detoxify all of those drugs. All drugs are poison. All of the poisons have to be detoxified through your liver. So the more drugs you take, the more strain you put on your liver. So, you know, did you want to kill yourself by destroying your liver, or did you want to just die from the lack of the drugs? I mean, it's a trade-off that you're going to have to decide. The root cause of your medical problems is that you're starving to death or you're being poisoned. We talked about that in the first program. Very simple process. You've either got toxins in your body that need to be removed, or you have a nutritional deficiency that needs to be fixed. To solve nutritional deficiency, I think that the Wallach plan that contains all 92 elements that you need, I think, is the logical way to go there. Now, I told you about my broker. He takes flaxseed to restore his energy. That's pretty good, flaxseed. Flaxseed oil is what you're after. You can also just use these kinds of foods, you know, in your diet. You put on a little psyllium seed, put on a little flaxseed when you're eating. You know, say you're going to have a salad. Have you ever thought about putting flaxseed on the table and using it? See, I used to use black pepper, you know, as a seasoning. Now I use red pepper. The red pepper, you put it on your food. Sometimes I even take, it's called capsicum. And you can get it in pill form and, you know, capsules, and you can take one or two of those. And that keeps your blood thin. You know, if you've got high blood pressure, capsicum, lower. It's an herb. You know, much of what we put on our table can solve a lot of our problems. Take a look at this hair loss. Your hair loss, I haven't lost any more hair in the last 25 years. I mean, I already lost it, and so therefore it's gone. But I've stopped the hair loss that I have, and I do it with diet. You know, I don't have a whole lot of hair. I'm not too short, but I'm definitely a little short. I could use twice as much as I've got. Probably wouldn't hurt me any. My dad had hair loss. My granddad had some hair loss, but he still had, by the time he died, he still had most of his hair. My dad didn't. But my dad smoked and drank and had bad lifestyle habits that my granddad didn't have. And as time progresses along, we have more and more lifestyle problems, more and more lifestyle habits. Now, here's some natural therapies here that come into play. Body cleanses and juice cleansing, that's called flushing, has been known to improve hormonal balance and reduce the shedding of hair. How does that work? Well, by removing toxins and improving the function of the filtering organs and improving digestion to absorb more nutrition leads to overall system balance and an improvement in the strength and health of your hair. And you'll find herbal organ cleanses, superfood, vitamins, and mineral nutrition mix, liquid iodine, organic silica, diabetic herbs, immune-boosting formulas and herbs that'll help you quit smoking at Apothecary Herbs. Now, this is just one source. I recommend them. They're as good as any, better than most. Apothecary Herbs. You've also got local health food stores. Some of those guys specialize in herbs and herbal remedies. They've got them there. I'm not much for pushing a lot of pills. I think good nutritional balance will solve your problem. You're not getting it out of your soil, but listen, you can create it in your own soil. I've got good soil here where I'm at. I've created good soil in my own raised beds. And you can do the same thing where you live. Wherever you live, you can create soil. And oftentimes it needs to be. As time progresses along, today we can depend upon our doctors. But in the future, there's going to come a shortage of doctors. Or a shortage of money for you to buy and pay for that doctor. And then you're going to have nutrition, or you're going to have herbal remedies, or. So you might want to be thinking about an herb garden out in your backyard instead of another rose bush. I've often wondered about Americans and their attitudes towards landscaping. Why not put in edible landscaping? Have you ever thought about that? For instance, there's a product here which is called a hawthorn berry. Hawthorn berries contain certain nutrients in there that prevent heart attack and stroke. Hawthorn berries, when dried, ground up, and you can put them on your food, it's a food source. It's an edible landscape. It's not a very attractive tree. It's a small tree. I've got about 10 or 15 of them down the ridge here that I cultivate. I don't actually water them or feed them or do anything to them. I just don't cut them down. And as time progresses along, you know, the birds spread their seeds around and there's more hawthorn trees growing around. All of these plants out here have a nutritional value to them. The idea that there's a weed out here is preposterous folderol. That's not true. God did not create any noxious weeds or any bad plants. All these plants have a purpose. They fit into a balance in nature. We call it nature. It's just a balance in the creation. And they all have some good things. Now, there's some of them that get pretty prolific, like kudzu. We'd like to have a little less kudzu and maybe a little bit more carrots, peas, and beans. But anyway, the moral to the story is that it's all wrapped up in nutrition. Bottom line, nutrition. Tuck that one away in your heart. Now, let me give you another name and address here for you. This is called the International Forecaster. Every week they put this out. Comes out twice a week, 30 pages, $160 a year. There's two or three pages in here on health every week. And that's what I've zeroed in on, is that section of the International Forecaster. And you can pick them up online. It's called the internationalforecaster.com. Just that simple. The internationalforecaster.com. Now, if you don't have a computer and you're not online, you can write to them at Post Office Box 510-518, Punta Gorda, Florida, PUNTA GORDA, Florida, the zip code 33951-0518. You got to have the whole thing to get it to him. That zip code again, 33951-0518. Once more, that's Post Office Box 510-518, Punta Gorda, Florida. All right, again, that's the internationalforecaster.com. Hey, I'm out of time. Let me give you a final reminder here that you're listening to The Law Hour, an editorial review, and that we're sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. The Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States. We're heard around the world in more than 120 countries daily over the Internet and radio. If you'd like more information about the Law School and the Law Hour, then please go to our website at georgegordon.org. The Law School teaches family law, tax law, courtroom strategy and procedure, business law, agricultural law, civil rights, and biblical law from the scriptural perspective. Now that's 8 schools. In all. The law school is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school, and it is open to individuals, but by prearrangement. The law school conducts a homeschooling program for adults on compact disc. All of these Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date for your listening convenience, and the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. Well, that's a signal. It says our time's up. I got to leave it right there. We'll see you back here tomorrow night. Same time, same station. God willing, of course. So until then, thanks for listening, everybody, and good night, friends.